لبيك اللهم لبيك، لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك، إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. لبيك اللهم لبيك، لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك، إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. لبيك اللهم لبيك، لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك، إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. لبيك اللهم لبيك، لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك، إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. لبيك اللهم لبيك، لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك، إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Your name?
My name is Qaisar Abu Saifullah.
How old are you?
I'm 36, Alhamdulillah.
And this first experience or second experience of Hajj?
Alhamdulillah, this is second experience.
Okay. What you gain from this experience of Hajj, and what you're planning to do, what is your thinking, observation, what your message to individual and collective?
Alhamdulillah, this experience was very good for me. I learned a lot of my mistakes that I did the last time during my Hajj. This time I was a bit focusing on my things that I wanted to do for myself, and actually this Hajj was, I was doing this Hajj on behalf of my mom. She passed away 2 weeks ago before coming to Hajj.
May Allah give her rahmah in her grave and all the mom, and may Allah accept your Hajj for her.
Ameen.
And make it the reason of spreading rahmah in her grave.
Ameen.
And make her grave spacious.
Ameen.
And make her grave a piece of Jannah.
Ameen.
Not
Ameen.
A piece of Jahannam.
Ameen.
Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Okay. What you gain, what you have in your heart to share with people.
When we come to Hajj, we carry our own disease. Hajj should be the cure for our disease. And this is the best time to see, to reflect ourselves, you know. What the problems we have as an individual, the problem with the families, the problem with the ummah, you can see that in the time of Hajj, you know.
Where is the problem and what's the cure?
The problem is in our heart, the sincerity of heart, the lack of iman, and the cure is always going back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If our heart is sincere and full of iman, dunya doesn't bother us at all, you know. Our family doesn't bother us. People around us, they don't bother us. But the problem, yes, we come for Hajj, but with all the packages in our heart, you know, we have somewhere in our heart something that we want to gain. But with the mixture of dunya, and when we stay here, we see that we go back and forth. Sometimes when, like myself, if I'm alone, I think about my own self, the reason I came here, and I think about Allah. But when I'm with the group, I am in dunya. I'm not thinking about myself. I'm not thinking about the reason for being here. And my heart is empty. So I can feel that I'm lacking sincerity. I'm lacking iman. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me the tawfiq that I'll be able to overcome my dunya desire.
But if you do not make an effort now, away from your job, away from your family, your kids, all the temptation, in the most purest land, in the most holy land, in the most precious place on earth, in the most glory place on earth, in the most important place on earth, if you fail to behave accordingly, or at least focus your heart, what do you think? Where are you going?
I'm going nowhere.
Who you blame now?
To myself. To myself, it's me. It's not the people. It's not the family. It's me, myself. I need to be more focused on for things that got me here, you know.
What make your focus get away when you know for a fact we're giving for something so high?
My desire for dunya, things that in my heart overwhelming my utmost desire, and that need to be cut off, you know.
When you can do that, if you cannot do it now here, how you can do it when you leave?
I need to be more focused now. All the time remember Allah. All the time remember the reason to be here. And try not to mingle and dunya things, you know.
Who's stopping you?
Myself. It's myself.
Who's stopping you from running from bad environment?
It's myself.
You have two options. You have the haram of Allah, you have the glory of Allah, you have the rahmah of Allah, and you can waste your time in the most precious place on earth. Why you forget that now, in here?
Because sometimes I feel that I fulfilled the requirement for being here, which is not true. I have to be with Allah all the time, you know, asking help from Allah, asking tawfiq from Allah. I should be remembering Allah all the time. But my own nafs sometimes gives me the answer, that you have done a lot, which is not true. I'm fighting myself inside. And I know it's from Shaitan, who wants me to be satisfied. And I'm not.
Okay, now you know the truth. Where is the weakness coming from?
From inside of myself.
But this is a state of a lie. Because you know the truth. All you have to do is make steps. Meaning, as a human being, we do steps toward what we value. If we value Allah, if we value the haram, if we value the companion with Allah, if we thank Allah to be here, is this the way we behave?
No.
Why?
Because if we think that this is not the way it should be.
But what are you looking for? This companion will not give you business. There's no nightclubs. There's no the fitna of woman. What is the fitna now?
Fitna is my own heart. Whatever I have inside my heart, it comes out now.
Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can forgive you, but Allah did not say, I'm erasing your diseases.
No. At least I can see my own mistakes. And inshallah, باذن الله, Allah will help me.
But Allah wants mujahada. He wants struggle. Do you feel you're doing it?
I feel myself in the beginning stage. I can see that there are mistakes I do when I'm in dunya. I can feel that. And alhamdulillah, Allah gave me the eyeglasses to see my own mistakes. So, inshallah, hopefully, it's a struggle for me. And inshallah, I will be able to overcome my disease, inshallah.
What your advice for every Hajji who come here? First time, or even second time, or whatever?
My advice for everyone that have sincerity in your heart, first of all, that's the first thing. And always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help you in every occasion. Yes, it's a mujahida. It's a struggle. But without the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we cannot do anything. The more we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more we are satisfied. Once our own desire overwhelm the remembrance of Allah, we lose our heart, we lose our temper. So my advice for everyone to be in the state of dhikr all the time. Constantly remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Why we lose the status of dhikr of Allah?
Because we are not in the habit of dhikr. It's a constant reminder all the time, non-stop, from morning till evening.
but we're not used to it. We think about different things in dunya than thinking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I can feel in myself that 16 hours of my day after 8 hours sleep, and if I give 1 hour for salah, 15 hours, how many times I remember Allah? And if I calculate all the tasbih and recitation of the Quran, give 1 hour extra, and that 14 hours, I don't have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So meaning, I have to remember Allah 14 hours to overcome my dunya in it.
Where do we go from here? You. We always want Khalifa, we want this, we want that. You saw. If Allah give us somebody to remind us, are we ready to respect that?
Not really. We don't respect. Because our hearts are not ready for it. Even if we have a constant reminder all the time, we deny him. For us, he's a tyrant. And we don't want him. But alhamdulillah, by the will of Allah, we have our teacher, Sheikh Ahmed, and alhamdulillah, a constant reminder all the time. May Allah give him extra reward for helping us to be here, to motivate us in the remembrance of Allah, to motivate us for being in a state of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Ameen.
Ameen ya Rabbi.